This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance, copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hey, this is Julie. Here I am with Susan. And we have a bit of a dilemma. And a bit of our dilemma is we have four podcast shows all dealing with energy. We have this one, Let's Talk About Energy, ours and yours. We have Ancient Texts, The Genealogy of Energy. We have Oprah, can you hear me? Oprah versus Donald 2020. And we have The Kabbalion, A Conversation. And we can't really say we have one that's our favorite.
Oh,
sometimes one is doing better than another. Well, they're kind of like kids. And do you really choose favorites among your kids?
Oh. Well, there's times when certain ones seem to be, they all vary. It's not, you don't have a favorite.
I'm going to tell one of them.
Well, when you tell that one, the other one will be my favorite. And when you tell the other one, the first one will be my favorite.
Well, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, how could you relate this in the way that someone would understand? And so we're all fans of the original Toy Story, because let's not go into how many movies they're into now. And they're all kind of cool with all the different voices. And
yeah.
Yet, I started to think, huh. How could I relate the podcast to the characters in Toy Story? And so, of course, you know, I started with Let's Talk About Energy, and I think that's our original podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, relates me to Woody. It would be Woody, right?
Yeah,
Tom
just
Hanks,
the basic.
The voice,
the
yeah, he's kind of the original toy that the boy loved, and it's Woody. And then I'd say, okay, let's look at, you know, what came next. And what came next was
Buzz Lightyear.
Okay. So I would relate Buzz Lightyear to the Kabbalion. Just because that's interesting, and I'll tell you why, because of the energy, but also because it's old, but it's new, because it's based on, you know, the old hero, blah, 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 but it's new because you kind of alchemize the principles and put them into your life, and it's a new way of looking at stuff. And so then, of course, I went to Oprah versus Donald, and I thought, I couldn't help but, you know, I go right to Don Rickles, and I think Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Although those are probably the most original toys of all.
They are. And we all know them.
Mm-hmm.
We've all played with Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and I'm not just speaking for myself. And then the final one, I thought, oh, this is going to be hard. Ancient Texts, The Genealogy of Energy. And the first thing that came into my mind was the dinosaur. You know, the dinosaur that comes running in that has the funny voice? So that guy we all know, but we can't remember his name.
I don't remember.
And so the reason why I thought it would be, you know, a fun dilemma to make an analogy of all our different podcasts that all relate to each other to the toys is because the toys have an energy of their own as well. And they're very important to the story of Toy Story.
Hey, Susan, what are you grateful for this year?
Oh, I'm so grateful for so many things. I'm so grateful for a
just
lot of
one. All of the above. We're not reading a story. Can we do it again? Hey, Susan, what are you grateful for this year?
I'm grateful for my beautiful family.
Oh, nice. And what about you, Julie?
For that and the wonderful collaborations I get to partake in.
That's awesome.
How about you, Danny?
I'm grateful that there's such a good variety of podcasts to listen to for any day, any mood.
That's right, folks. Four podcast series. Are you listening to them all? Here's the list. The Kabbalion, A Conversation, Oprah, Can You Hear Me? Oprah versus Donald 2020, Ancient Texts, The Genealogy of Energy, and Let's Talk About Energy, ours and yours. You can find them anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hi, this is Julie here with Susan. What's one of the favorite books that we've written together?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations because you tricked me into writing it. And it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What you know, you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations. The invocations, they're really powerful. And I love the way it slides into the Ender scripts.
Awesome. Isn't it interesting, Julie, that you and I both grew up outside of Boston, one town away from each other, and it took, I'm just going to say, over 40 years for us to meet and do these podcasts, and the minute we started doing them, they just keep coming faster and faster. Don't you find that fascinating?
Sounds like wine, or is it cheese to me?
I think it's kismet, and I think if we go with that, everything that we're saying has been set up divinely for us to say it.
Ooh, agreed. Tarot cards are a cool tool to open up and expand your intuition. In fact, the major arcana, the picture cards, are said to follow the stages of life from birth to death and beyond. In the same way, Susan and I blocked out the experience of life into parts: self, journey, people, environment, and world in our book, Energetic Invocations, A Book of Vibrational Change. Each part intensely explores aspects of the life experience. But don't take my word for it. Check it out on Amazon. Download the parts as an ebook or get the whole book available now.
And so, you know, you might think, okay, you're talking about Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. I mean, Don Rickles was hysterical as the voice of Mr. Potato Head. And Mrs. Potato Head was George's mother on Seinfeld.
Oh, God.
She was hysterical as well. And yet, you know, they were classic. And I remember Don Rickles at one point saying that, you know, he wasn't just making jokes. He was sharing about, you know, attitude. And he was sharing about character. And I think that's kind of interesting. And, you know, I'm not going to draw any direct lines to Oprah and Donald and specifically say, but we all know what I'm saying. And so the fan that you are of Toy Story 1, and you're very silent here. Well, I just think we started before you were killing yourself laughing, and I was waiting to see where you're going with this. But the way I look at it is energy, the energy podcast is what we really started with. We wanted to talk about energy. We wrote the blue book, the Energetic Invocations, and this kind of went hand in hand. We wanted to talk a little bit more about the aspects that we presented in the blue book. Mm-hmm. And so it's so funny because we were talking about, we reached a point with the energy podcast as to, we've talked about everything. And it was interesting because it's very much reminiscent of the Energetic Invocations book.
Mm-hmm.
We did a ton of work. It moved a pile of mountains for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to be able to indulge a little bit, if I want to use that, in some of the concepts that we were playing with. And so we started talking about them. And they're as relevant today as they were then, but we've moved beyond that.
Right.
And it's like, we look at this in the energy podcast, it's like, it's going to take a turn. It's going to take however it is, whatever it is, because we've talked about everything. And now, so if you're listening, our podcasts for what Julie said, the Oprah Show, the Kabbalion, and ancient texts kind of take what we've been saying all through this. And if you were smart enough to catch this early on and you've been listening to this part of it, the next part is where we are. We're like, boom, you know, I was going to say knee deep in this, but we're like right up to, you know, our necks in what we're doing now. And it's, and so sometimes we sit and we laugh and like, what would we add, we you know, to the energy podcasts? And they're really taking, it's going to take a turn. So it's going to be interesting to see where it ends up.
And the beautiful thing about that is, of course, I go back to Toy Story, because in the different Toy Story movies, Woody takes a turn and how he deals with being a toy and how he deals with having other toys becoming more popular than him. And then how he still works as a team with the rest of the toys to, you know, help out each
I've
other.
I've only seen the first one.
I really saw
the first one because, you know why, my kids were little. We started off talking about kids. I took all of them to see Toy Story, so.
But there's something, you know, the dilemma could be, okay, you know, how does it integrate? And it's very fascinating from the energy standpoint of what it is we do and what we talk about and how we work with energy, how they all integrate. And of course they would.
Of course they do.
And of course they all get along and they work with each other, and there's a lot to learn from each one.
So if you were fortunate enough to find this one first, because the other ones now seem to be going like wildfire. Mm. And now the energy one is slowing down a little bit. And I wonder whether it's because the people who that did listen to this heard the other podcaster jumping on the other ones now, because the other ones are going kind of crazy. And we still feel like this is like our... this is like our baby. We, yes, you know, this, we kind of grew up with this one, and you know, you don't want to abandon it, but it's going to be interesting to see where it goes.
Yes, it will.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.